Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Keep it there in the morning on KNSS 846 on this Ash Wednesday morning. Three big things. City of Wichita closing facilities to conserve energy.
Two.
Utility companies bring rolling blackouts to several states as energy use surges during cold weather.
One.
President Biden says more vaccine is on the way, should be widely available to the public by the end of July. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to be very, very careful on the roadways out there this morning. That's just something that we have to deal with as long as these temperatures remain below freezing out there. We could still see the possibility of some very slippery roadways out there. Gasoline prices in Wichita unchanged for a while now, still about $2.29 a gallon on average. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy and cold today with a high of 17 degrees. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low 4. Thursday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 21 degrees. And now, partly cloudy, 6 degrees. Northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. That's right, 6 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up from 11 to 2 this morning, the Rush Limbaugh Show. Mark Stein filling in today for Rush. That's from 11 to 2 right here on KNSS, the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Mark Stein always does a good job.
Wednesday, February 17, 2021, on this date in 1863, the International Red Cross was founded in Geneva.
Right in the middle of the Civil War,
yeah.
The American Civil War.
What a great
Red Cross
organization.
Over in Europe.
They do, of course, they're known for the blood clinic that they have and the blood that they draw from people, donated blood. But they do so many other things. The Red Cross is a lot of services, especially if people have an emergency or bad weather comes and destroys things, the Red Cross is there.
So what did Clara Barton, I guess, did she start the American chapter of the Red Cross then?
She must have, Clara Barton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember. I read a book about Clara Barton in the fourth grade, but I, for the life of me, can't remember much about it.
Barton County, the only county in Kansas named after a woman.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. The Red Cross. U.S. wholesale prices surged 1.3% in January. Pushed higher by a big jump in energy costs. Labor Department says today the bigger-than-expected increase in its producer price index, which measures inflation pressures before they reach consumers, obviously, in wholesale, was the largest one-month gain on record, records that go back to 2009. It followed a much milder inflation readings of 0.3% in December, 0.1% in November, 1.3%. That's a big jump, excuse me, for the PPI, Producer Price Index, Ted. Let's see what else we got here this morning. Well, Ford says it'll spend $1 billion to modernize its Cologne, Germany manufacturing center, converting it into a European electric vehicle factory. The complex will build an undisclosed electric passenger vehicle in 2023, and it may build a second in the future. Ford also pledged to offer fully electric or plug-in gas-electric versions of all passenger vehicles in Europe by 2024, and move to all electric by 2030. Yeah, how about that? All electric for Ford in Europe. At least that's the way they're going.
There was a great guest on Glenn Beck yesterday talking about the fact that we can't even have enough power to get us through a winter week, but yet we're expected to supposed to have enough electricity for every person in the world to drive their electric cars.
Their electric cars, yeah.
We can't even get through 1 week in the winter without power troubles. That's I thought that was a pretty good point.
Yeah, it is a good point.
Where is this electricity supposed to come from?
We're having some problems right now, aren't we? Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street Tuesday. Energy prices rose sharply. Dow closed up 64 points. S&P down 2. The NASDAQ down 48. 8:50 now, Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Wichita Company developing drone use. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Yeah, Wichita-based Ag Eagle Aerial Systems, part of a project showing how drones can be used to deliver food and drinks to golfers. The company says it's partnered with Valkyrie and has recently demonstrated the concept at the Sun City Country Club in Sun City, Arizona. Valkyrie is based in Chicago. One of the newest investment divisions of Koch Industries, off to a billion-dollar start. Koch Strategic Platforms has been operating since September. It's part of Koch Investments, which was also launched last year. It's being run by former CFO Steve Fallmeyer. KSP has already invested more than $1 billion, and it hopes to deploy as much as $3 billion by the end of the year. And small businesses can save thousands of dollars in fees and get months' worth of loan payments paid under a set of Small Business Administration loans. These are separate from Paycheck Protection Program loans and the Economic Injury Disaster loans. They are loans that the SBA offered even before the pandemic, the more traditional 7A 504 and microloan programs. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, you're a guy who's, I would say, on the cutting edge of anything technical, anything that has to do with technology.
Absolutely.
I know how you are with computers. My goodness gracious. If there's something wrong, you get in there and you get your slide rule out and you stay with it like a bulldog or a pit bull.
I've been called a whiz, what they call a computer whiz.
Yeah, you are. You're a computer whiz.
Like cheese whiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. When there's something
I
cyber,
that's right.
I think of Bill Roy. There's no doubt about it.
You bet.
Cheese whiz. He's being awfully disrespectful to you today, isn't he?
Well, I guess
I don't
so.
Know what the problem is there, but he shouldn't be that way. Today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Hey, there we go.
And here I am being cheeky. I'm sorry, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You cheeky devil.
Movement of Random Acts of Kindness inspires people every day as a favorite celebration for many people everywhere enjoying doing these acts of kindness with no thought of reciprocation, no thought that the act of kindness can be paid back in any way. It's a very unselfish day. Random acts of kindness. And I know you, Bill, known you well enough over the years that on several occasions you have done a random act of kindness. Can you remember
just a
one?
Random act. Not right offhand. I've complimented Ted quite a bit. And when people say, you know, Ted's such a ham, I say, no. Ted's not a ham.
Not
He's a
ham.
Very talented actor, singer.
You know.
Not a ham.
Well, many,
you almost got through that sentence without laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
Many of us can.
Pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But many of us can appreciate a personality that really must be at center stage in everyone's attention for most of the time. And, you know, that's nothing wrong with that, right? That's what Ted's all about.
That's exactly right. He doesn't seek the light. The light
seeks
Ted.
Well, that's so true. That's so true. You know, that's pretty good.
Right.
The
did
a random act of kindness just recently at my home. It's kind of personal, but I guess I can reveal it. That the supper was over, and I went into the kitchen, and I put several items into the dishwasher without any assistance, just to help out the missus, you know. A random, random act of kindness.
There it is.
And again, didn't demand any recognition at all.
No, wanted nothing in return for doing that.
How philanthropic of you.
All right, random acts of kindness. So you know about drones then. If you know about technology, you know about these drones that this company is.
Oh, I know about drones. Oh, you mean the ones that fly.
I'm not talking about droning. Right. I'm talking about drones. You mean like people drone
I
on
see.
And on. Now, can you fly?
Yeah, that Ag Eagle's something else, isn't it?
Can you fly those things anywhere with a little camera on them? Are there restrictions at all?
There are restrictions, okay. And you have to have a license if you're going to use them for commercial purposes. So
you can't have it hovering over the neighbor's back window taking a look at what's going on in their house, huh?
That probably wouldn't be a good
Not a good idea. All right. Random acts of kindness. Go out and do something, Bill. I know you will. Thank you,
guys. I'm on my way.
8:55, Steve and Ted coming up the Glenn Beck program. He's going to have Janice Dean on. She's the Fox News senior meteorologist talking about this bad weather. Glenn Beck coming up this morning here on KNSS. At 9 o'clock news this morning, President Biden says more vaccine is on the way. Could be here by Independence Day. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 6 degrees, today's high 17.